Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Welcome to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I am so glad that you're hanging out with us today. We are finishing the series, Life is a Highway, and we're wrapping it up with the message, Wrong Direction, Right Spot. And we're going to be working out of the book of Jonah today. We all know the story of Jonah, but we're going to look at an aspect of the story that you rarely ever hear about or talk about, but it's one that I think is incredibly important to the book itself and just to us as believers of Christ. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on. You won't want to miss that, so definitely hang around for that. This journey that we've been on, this road trip, we've been going on this thing for now almost 6 weeks. And one, thanks for going along on it with me. It's been a great ride, and if you haven't been listening to Servant Warrior Radio and you've missed a couple of the episodes, go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can download the episodes of Servant Warrior Radio and the Life is a Highway series. Matter of fact, just to make sure that you get the right ones, download all of them and listen to all the episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. But over the last 6 weeks and during this road trip that we've been on, we've talked about for us to experience everything that God has in store for us, we've got to get out of the house. We've got to hit the road and really jump on His highways of blessings. And, you know, for us to experience what it's like to walk on the water, we've got to get out of the boat. For us to experience His true calling and for Him to use us in the way that He wants to, we've got to leave our safe places and our comfort zones and to go where we have to rely on Him to work through us. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about detours and forks and those things that happen to us and that cause us a directional change while we're on our road. You know, we're cruising down and everything is going great. And all of a sudden, we see that big orange sign that says detour. And, you know, we've got to make a directional decision during our road trip. And we talked about divinely facilitated opportunities and those things that happen on the road that don't look really great at the onset, but turn out to be something really, really awesome and more of what God had in store and planned. But it was up to us to look beyond the occurrence and to see the entire thing through. And a few weeks ago, we talked about those occurrences that are life-altering, those things that have the ability to completely change our life and sometimes to even cause us to do a 180. And that was a powerful show. And listen to that one. That was life taken, life changed. And last week, we talked about GPS. We talked about directional decision, directional information. And I posed the question of which positioning system are you using? The world's, which is the global positioning system, or God's, which is God's positioning system, and the distinct difference between the two. So again, go to servantwarriorradio.com, download the last episodes of Servant Warrior Radio show, and you'll get the whole series. And we're actually, these are only a few of the components of the entire Life is a Highway series. We're going to make that whole series available on CD later on this year. So you definitely won't want to miss that. But the month of June is all about dads, and we're all focused on dads here, and we got Father's Day coming up in a couple of weeks, and wanted to remind you again about the Father's Day initiative, the For My Dad initiative, where we're taking audio files from you that you send to us when you email your audio file to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com, wishing him a happy Father's Day, letting him know how much you care for him and how much you appreciate him, and we're going to have those things playing during the show on June 15th. And what you can do is you send those in. We're going to play those, and he can listen to them that morning. And you can also send them to the Servant Warrior Radio site, and he can listen to the show. I'm going to leave that thing up there for a long time because I want all the dads to hear those messages that you send in, and because I just think it's such an awesome opportunity to lift your dad up. But I want to look at something else today and want to take on and really embrace the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries, and that is to reach guys of all ages, to inspire them and empower them to be who God has created and called us to be. And for us to be the impact makers that God has called us to be, we have to survive the spiritual battle that we are in every single day. Every morning that we wake up, we step right into a massive and deadly spiritual war. And if you don't think that we are in a spiritual battle, man alive, are you in for a rude awakening? Because we can't be those impact makers that God has created and called us to be if we are casualties of the spiritual battle. You know, you always hear me talk about armor up, and you hear me finish every show with armor up, and everything I post online, it ends with armor up, because I think it's important for us to put on the full armor of God, to be prepared and put on that battle gear for us to survive the spiritual warfare that we're in. So when we come back from the break, we're going to give you a list. We're going to talk about some resources that you can use to arm the warrior. So we need about 60 seconds. When we come back, we are going to arm the warrior. You are listening to Servant Warrior. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. Father's Day is just around the corner, and Servant Warrior Radio is again blazing a trail and doing something that's never been done before. A Father's Day message from you to your dad will air during the June 15th Servant Warrior Radio show. The entire show will be dedicated to dads and the messages we receive from you. Between now and June 12th, send us your recorded Father's Day message. Please keep it to a few seconds so we can really pile in the messages. For those who have dads serving in the military, especially those who have dads that are deployed, this would be a great way to honor them. Here's how it works. Record your message and email the audio file to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com. That's the number 4, mydad@servantwarriorradio.com. That's it. You can send your dad the link to the Servant Warrior Radio site, and he can listen to the show and his Father's Day message. For more, visit servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. Back, you're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, we were talking about the spiritual battle that we are in every single day. And that the very second that we wake up, we find ourselves right smack in the middle of a battle. And unless we are armed, unless we are prepared, unless we've got enough ammunition, you know, we will become casualties. And listen, guys, we can't be the impact makers that God has called us to be if we are casualties of the spiritual battle. So it's all about arming up, and it's all about arming the warrior. So what I've done is I've made a list of books and resources that I'm going to recommend you add to your library. Again, this by no means is this list exhaustive. It's just ones that I have read that I really got something out of, that it made an impact on me, that I encourage and I recommend for guys to read. So here we go. I'm going to go through this list. Now, all of these books can be found at servantwarriorradio.com. You can link to those. You can go and you can check them out. You can read about them. You can buy them if you want to. But again, all of these are linked up at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, the first one, everyone after this, there's no order of importance, but the very first one is the most important, and that's God's Word. That's the Bible. There is no other resource anywhere that is more formidable, that is more necessary in arming yourself for spiritual battle. You got to get into God's Word. That is the ultimate weapon to take, and that's all you need. Right? Now, what I've done is I've linked up some reading plans that you can go and you can download those, you can print those out, but I encourage you, get on a reading plan, find one that fits on what you want to do. You can read the Bible in a year, you can read a New Testament in a few, you can read it chronological order, but again, get on a reading plan, get into God's Word. All right, here we go. The list, Leading with a Limp by Dan Allender. And this is a great leadership book and talks about, hey, all leaders, we all have frailties. You know, we all have imperfections. What if we didn't have imperfections? We wouldn't need a plan of salvation, right? But Leading with a Limp is accepting your limitations and pushing forward and being a great leader. Jesus Freaks by D.C. Talk and the Voice of the Martyrs, a must-have for any Christian's library. It talks about the martyrdom of those throughout the ages that would not denounce their faith and belief in Christ and took it to their grave, but really stepped forward. And just there's unbelievably inspiring stories of kids all the way up who have stood for Christ up to the ultimate sacrifice. Leadership Lessons of Jesus by Bob Briner and Ray Pritchard. And this is a study from the book of Mark. It's a great study that you can use and actually use as a Bible study. But get that. Work Like You're Showing Off by Joe Calloway. I love this book. I've used many of the concepts inside this. It's a small book. It's a quick read, but a great read. It's not necessarily a quote Christian book, but some of the, you know, just the concepts inside. It's all about doing things like you're showing off. And you know what? If we will do everything, especially our work, like we're doing it for God, it'll be as if we're showing off. So read that. It's a great book. You'll love it. It's a quick read. One that is an absolute essential for every guy is The Three Battlegrounds by Francis Frangipane. And this is a book that shows and discusses the three arenas of spiritual warfare, the mind, the church, and the heavenly places. Guys, if you don't get any book outside the Bible, get that book, The Three Battlegrounds. You got to get that. The next one is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. A staple, just a staple that you got to have, whether you like war or not, whether you like any kind of military things or not. You got to know your enemy. You got to know the environment that you're going in. You've got to be prepared. So The Art of War is a must have. The Energy Bus by my dear, dear friend, John Gordon. I love him to death, and he's just a great friend. It's a super story. It's in story form, but it talks about the impact that we can make in the life of others and how important our energy and people want to be around us. And again, that's what we're called to be, right? As Christians, we can't make an impact in the lives of people around us if we're pushing them away and repelling them. So The Energy Bus by John Gordon. Grace by Bob Lentz. If you've ever felt that you just don't quite measure up, this is the book for you. And you know, we've all felt that at some point in our lives. But Grace by Bob Lentz, a great book. A daily devotional, a staple, a standard, a must-have for any library is My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. Hands down, you got to have it. Because you'll read it tomorrow, and then next year you'll read tomorrow's, and you'll get something different. I've read it every morning for 10 years, and I know that for the rest of my life, every day I'll read it, I'll get something more out of it than I got the year before. Hand Me Another Brick by Chuck Swindoll. Great book about the book of Nehemiah, and it's the leadership principles of Nehemiah, and hands down, Nehemiah is the quintessential instructional manual for leadership. The last one is The 21 Most Powerful Minutes in a Leader's Day by John Maxwell. I'm doing this right now. I'm doing it again, and I'm sure I'll do it four or five more times down the road, but it's an awesome read. It's a quick study every single day, but it will challenge you. Talk about leaders in the Bible and just how to grow as a leader. So that's a list. Again, it's not exhaustive, but go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can link up and get more information about those books. Hey, listen, I need 120 seconds. When we get back, we're going to dive into Jonah. We're going to dive into the water, and we're going to look at wrong direction, right spot. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. This is Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and host of Servant Warrior Radio. Guys, every day we are in a war, not against people, but against evil. It's time for us to step up, put on the full armor of God, take our place on the wall, and get ready for the battle of our lives, for our lives, and for the lives entrusted to us, our friends, our families, each other. It's time to put on the battle gear. It's time to armor up. Join us. Go to servantwarriorministries.org. You give them such a humble man, he all commands for the world. And if they feel their lives day after day, the questions are already answered. There's no mystery here. The We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and we just went through a great list of resources that you can access through servantwarriorradio.com. We've got a list of all of those books. You can click on the link. You can find more information about them. You can buy them. But I encourage you, go and pick 8 or 9 of those and choose to read those and really commit to reading those books over the next, 10 months or a year. And after you read it, share it. Think about somebody to share that resource with. Because you know what we're called, as we prepare for battle, as we arm ourselves and get ready for spiritual warfare, we want to help our fellow warriors. We want to share those resources so they can arm themselves as well. So share those. And after you read one of the books, write a little inscription inside. You know, send some encouragement and pass that book along. And then when you give it to the next guy, say, hey, listen, when you get through reading it, write something in there and make sure you share it and pass it around. You know, what would be really cool is, you know, one day somebody give me a book and recommend a book and I look at it and all these inscriptions are in there and my name is actually in there from the inscription that I wrote. I think that would be so, so awesome. But again, you can access all those books at servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, let's get into Jonah. We're talking today about wrong direction, right spot. And we're finishing up the Life is a Highway series. And it's been a great ride and a great road trip. And, you know, it, by no means are just the shows that we've talked about through the series, all of it. Because there are a number of other messages in the Life is a Highway series. And we're going to make all those available later on this year. So stay tuned for those and we'll put them all in a great package. And I'll encourage you, you know, when those things are available, get you a copy of that. But we're talking today about Jonah and we all know the story of Jonah. Now, if you want to go to God's Word and into the book of Jonah, take a copy of your Word, open it right smack in the middle. You're probably going to find yourself in Ezekiel. Take a right, go past Daniel, and you'll find Jonah tucked in between Obadiah and Micah. Now again, we know the story of Jonah. You know, and that little book, that little 4-chapter book, while it might be small in size, it is massive in substance. I mean, there's so many life lessons. There's so much that comes out of that book. You know, we learn about self-centeredness. You know, Jonah thought it was all about him, and God showed him that it wasn't. We learn about God's sovereign plan, that despite the choice that Jonah made, God's plan was still perfect, and he had Jonah exactly where he needed to be and to do what exactly God wanted Jonah to do. We learn about God's love for everybody, and you know that he sent Jonah to go to Nineveh and share God's message so they would change their ways. God wanted them to know how much he loved them. That's why he sent Jonah to preach to them. We learn that God will do things, man, to get our attention, and there are a whole lot of us. God's absolutely done things to get our attention. We learn about the power of repentance, that Jonah realized that he went the wrong direction. He realized that he made a bad choice, and he asked God, I said, God, you know what? I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. And the power that is in that. And all of that is in that little bitty book. We do the story, and we all know, like I said, Jonah's one of the most beloved stories in the Bible. And real quick, the 45-second version, God calls Jonah to go and preach to the people of Nineveh to have them change their ways. Jonah says, no way, God, I'm not going to do that. So he goes and gets on a boat for Tarshish, completely in the opposite direction of Nineveh. God sends a massive, massive storm. The sailors on there are all freaking out. These are all experienced sailors, but they're all freaking out, think they're going to die. They're all praying to their gods to save them. Jonah at this point is asleep down in the hull of the ship, and the captain goes down and says, man, what are you doing? How can you sleep through the storm? You better start praying to your God that he'll save you. And well, Jonah knows who his God is. You know, he's God of who created the heavens and the earth and actually made the sea and responsible for the storm. So he goes up on deck and they're all pointing fingers trying to figure out who's responsible. All the fingers end up pointing at Jonah, and he realizes that he's the cause, that it's up to him, that God's trying to get his attention. So he says to the guys, hey, listen, the only way to stop this storm is to throw me overboard. They throw him over. The storm stops. The seas grow calm. Jonah's in the water. A fish grabs him. Jonah hangs out 3 days in the fish. Inside the fish, he repents. He says, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go to Nineveh and I'll preach your word if you'll just let me out. The fish spits him up on the shore of Nineveh. He goes in. He preaches to the Ninevites. They all put on the sackcloth and they all repent. And Jonah goes up on top of the hill and he's sitting there waiting for God's wrath and his judgment to come down on Nineveh. I can imagine him sitting there with a big bucket of popcorn and a Coke watching the show expecting expecting Sodom and Gomorrah to happen to Nineveh, but it doesn't. And Jonah gets mad at God. He said, God, what are you doing? I thought you were going to send your judgment down, your wrath on them. They haven't been doing what they're supposed to be doing. I thought you were going to destroy them. God says, wait a minute, Jonah. I love them. There are a lot of people down there. Don't you think I think they're important? And so, you know, Jonah learns. We learn God's love. But that's the story of Jonah in a nutshell. But there's an aspect of the story that we rarely ever talk about. And I don't know if I've ever heard it when we talk about the story of Jonah. And it occurs chapter 1, verse 16. This is, okay, the storm is going, it's raging, all right? And you know, Jonah's up on board and he tells the guys, hey, listen, when you throw me overboard, this thing will stop. That's the only way you guys are going to be saved. And so they throw Jonah overboard. And verse 16 says, at this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. You know, that's when God, when the waters calmed, they realized the power of God. The Message translates that verse as, the sailors were impressed, no longer terrified by the sea, but in awe of God. They worshiped God, offered a sacrifice, and made vows. Let's look at the story of Jonah in this way. Jonah's wrong direction choice put him in the exact spot he was supposed to be in order to make an eternal impact on those around him. If Jonah had done what God told him to do when he told him to do it, God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh, preach my word, tell them they need to repent, and everything will be good. Jonah says, gotcha, God, I'm going to go right now. If he would have done that, he would have never got on that boat for Tarshish. He would have never been involved in that storm. That storm would never have come. Those men would never have feared for their life. They wouldn't have thrown Jonah overboard. They wouldn't have experienced all of a sudden from a raging storm that's going to completely destroy a boat to an absolute calm because they threw a guy overboard. They experienced God. And at that point, they worshiped him. They offered sacrifice to him, and they made a vow to God. Because of Jonah's bad direction choice, he ended up exactly where he was supposed to be because of God's sovereign plan. Don't ever think that just because you're not doing what God's called you to do, that you are not impacting those people around you. Jonah absolutely made an eternal impact on those around him. And you know what the cool thing is? He probably never knew it. They threw him in the water. Of course, he's going down and he's not thinking about those guys on deck. When he's in the ocean, all of a sudden he gets swallowed up. The last thing he's thinking about those guys on that boat. He's thinking about himself and God, and he's repenting. And he said, God, use me as you want to. Send me where you want me to go. But the thing is, in his directional choice, God used him to impact the lives of others. You know what? I can't say this definitively because there's no way to prove it, but I'm confident when I say that those sailors who were on that boat, had Jonah not been on that boat, would have never, I don't know, I would love to think that they would have known about God and experienced God, but had Jonah not been there, they would not have experienced God in that way. And I bet that they wouldn't worship him. They wouldn't have offered a sacrifice and made a vow to God. How cool is that? God's sovereignty allows for us to run away, or should I say, think we're running away from God's call and prompting, but we only find ourselves exactly where we're supposed to be. Again, never underestimate the impact that you can make and you are making in the lives of those around you, despite the fact that you're going in the opposite direction that God has called you to go. His plan is perfect. His sovereignty is absolute. If God has called you to do something and you're choosing, God, nope, not going to do it. Nope, I'm going to go in a different direction. I know you're pulling me in this direction. I don't want to do that, God. I'm going to go in the opposite direction. Don't think that God's not working through you. He's absolutely working in you and through you to those around you. Never underestimate the eternal impact that we can have on others, whether we're going in the direction God's called us or not. You know, it comes the time in the show when I always want to give you the opportunity to accept Christ. I know that there are folks out there listening to this show that say, Jeff, you know what? I don't have a personal relationship with Christ. You know, I feel all this tugging in my heart and I'm looking for something, but you know what? I found myself just going away. And it is every time I hear God or feel God calling me to him, I turn around and run. But I'm tired of running. I want to run to God. I want to give my life to him today. Well, we can do that right now. For those of you who say, Jeff, you know what? I've accepted Christ and I know God, but you know what? He called me to do something and I said, no, God. I turned and ran the other way. And I found myself on that boat, and right now I am in the belly of that whale, and I'm asking God to say, God, use me. Send me where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. Just let me go. I want to get back right with God. I want to go where he's called me to go. You know what? We can do that as well. If either of those are you, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for never giving up on me. Father, I want you to come into my heart. Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Lord, I pray that you would use me in whatever way that you want to use me. Send me where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. Lord, I ask that you come into my life. I want to spend eternity in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, if you made that decision, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, next week is the Father's Day show. Get your audio files. Email those audio files to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com. Let you know, Dad, how much you love him. We'll get him on the air. We'll play it. It'll be an awesome, awesome show. Hey, until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. Father's Day is just around the corner, and Servant Warrior Radio is again blazing a trail and doing something that's never been done before. A Father's Day message from you to your dad will air during the June 15th Servant Warrior Radio show. The entire show will be dedicated to dads and the messages we receive from you. Between now and June 12th, send us your recorded Father's Day message. Please keep it to a few seconds so we can really pile in the messages. For those who have dads serving in the military, especially those who have dads that are deployed, this would be a great way to honor them. Here's how it works. Record your message and email the audio file to formydad@servantwarriorradio.com. That's the number 4mydad@servantwarriorradio.com. That's it. You can send your dad the link to the Servant Warrior Radio site, and he can listen to the show and his Father's Day message. For more, visit servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.